Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of Greenbox Gaming Plays Delta Green Hellhole, written and run by Alex Sun of RPG Reanimators. Let's jump right back in. So before we launch back into it, there's something I wanted to bring up, Alex, that when I was listening to some of your stuff with RPG Reanimators, something that you had specifically said, that's one of those things I was like, oh my god, like that is so spot on. Which I noticed you doing with us when you're describing the park. Which is that you kind of talked about when describing things to players, like really bringing in as many of the individual senses as you can, right? You know, like, you know, not just describing what the place looks like, but describing what it smells like, you know, and like, you know, and how clammy it is, you know, or how dusty it is and stuff like that. You know, how a bright sunny day and things like that. Like, you doing that, it's like, it really, like, it's, again, like, it makes all the sense in the world to do.
You're locked in.
Right. Yeah. It makes all the sense in the world from a narrative perspective, but it's
got
something I haven't done.
I've been smelling piss and cigarettes for the past 20 minutes. I'm ready to get out of here.
I mean, like, Dale's when you life. Describe that, if you've ever been to a Chinatown, that's exactly that's what it smells like. So.
Dale feels at home.
Yep.
How much of that is off the cuff, and how much thought do you put into flavor sensory text?
Oh, 90% off the cuff.
Amazing, dude.
Okay.
Good cool. on you, yeah. man.
Yeah. But like there's little tricks to it because you can draw from your own personal experiences.
Right. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, like if you listen, if you ever want anyone to tell you what the inside of a cell of Guantanamo feels and smells like, John is your guy.
John.
It's me.
John is your guy.
Who's got that's two crazy. Fingers and knows Guantanamo, apparently?
What happened to the other eight?
All right. Are we ready to get back into the dinosaur growing pills?
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Wait a
Here,
second.
Here, eat this, Dale.
Are you supposed to ingest these things? Have I been using them wrong the whole time?
Do you want to ingest anything in a green box?
What you got there, Roy?
Usually a dumping ground for whatever.
Yeah, for jumping. Gummies. If we're jumping in, does Roy see anything odd about these that beyond of what they would typically do?
Yeah. So you've recognized that the box has already been opened, and it's in like those like plastic, clear plastic, translucent casings. With the backs that you can tear off, and they're compartmentalized, so you can notice that this is a box of eight, and two have already been used. You don't know what it's for. You don't know what it does.
I can't roll this would be a stretch, probably. I have a 40 on chemistry.
All right, with your 40 in chemistry, I guess the best way to tell what this would do is to use one. However, with your 40 in chemistry, it's also telling you that you might need to set up a lab somewhere.
I'm just gonna
listen,
say
if you put one of these things in water, it might turn into a fucking MRI machine. Okay. Like that, like, and then
some of the equipment I have just in the gear is I have a chemical sniffer and sampling equipment.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. Do you guys want to spend the time to dive into these? They seem odd.
Roy.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Roy, I want to put one thing in the machine. Guys, let's fire up that machine.
The machine
it looks
does
cool.
Not, it does
as
not
hell.
Work.
Roy, you know that is a horrible idea.
That does not work.
Well, Jack, you remember what happened last time. You took to the first impulse a year ago.
Fine.
I told you I don't want to talk about it ever again. But you know what I'm talking about.
Math dog.
At this point, maybe you're looking through the rest of the boxes. Yeah. There is maybe some lab equipment and a desk in the corner of the room underneath some boxes.
Okay.
Yeah, full lab equipment.
Oh.
But it's not set up. It'll take time to like establish this as a base of operations, should you wish to make it a base of operations.
Well,
this is a musty storage room.
Let's see. Do we have an actual time we needed to meet Sally?
No timeline in our briefing.
Up to y'all. Do y'all want to take time to kind of set up base a little bit? Or do y'all want to head over to... Okay.
Well, yeah. Jack, this place, is this defensible? Do you think this is a good place?
Would I discern that?
What's your military science land?
It's very good. 60.
All right, well, you know that there's one way in, one way out, so... actually, scratch that. Maybe, let's say, there's a ladder in the corner to the roof. So, one defensible kill zone, which is that staircase. Like, anyone who goes up is going to get fucked up by machine gun fire or a gunfire if you post it up there. And then you can escape through the rooftops.
Petrov, I really want to put up some dead cord. So... one way in, one way out. You feeling me?
You want to put up the dead cord on these stairs?
Just one or two, please.
Right, so to set these up, they need like an electrical charge.
Okay.
If you wanted to kill someone, you could definitely hook that up to the light switch.
Yes, he does it. If they're just watching him, he's going to do it. He's going to set up some kind of a
hold
trap.
Up, let me turn off the lights first.
Oh, and he turns off the lights and he breaks the switch so it can't be switched on.
You mean
again.
The light switch, like, to come up the stairs?
To come up the stairs, yes. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no dark. One uses the light switch anymore. Jack is going to turn this place into an absolute fucking
so he's gonna
shit
rig,
show.
Can he rig the light switch to trigger this dead cord?
Okay. Yeah, you definitely can, but before you do that, I just want you to know that other agents might use this green box.
Okay, we gotta lock it. Wait, I need to go downstairs and lock this. And he goes and, like, locks it. He's just excited to use dead cord.
Jack, maybe we save the cord, okay?
And are you serious?
I'm afraid I am. I love your spunk.
Yeah, man.
My boy, you are up to your eyeballs and spunk.
He begrudgingly starts... packing up the dead cord again and putting it in his bag. After Listen, he gives one of them, he like gives one little note of it, like a bit of a kiss before putting it away.
Listen, you two,
Oscar
Jack, Dale, you two through these boxes. Dale, no more cocaine today. Doctor's orders. Understand?
No. I moved on to LSD. You gotta even out the highs and the lows.
That is not even how that works, but okay.
That's not good.
Okay, you two do the boxes. Roy, me and you, we set up this lab. This machine. I don't know about the machine right now. Let us set up this equipment.
Yeah, Roy's like, this is the first time Roy's been actually kind of excited to do something. He's the whole espionage, guns, he's kind of like... weary of that, but he's like excited to get his hands on this equipment.
I'm gonna say that's gonna take a couple hours to set up and get everything in place. So we can say that's what you're doing for that amount of time.
Cool.
What's everyone else doing?
Dale is like, gonna crawl up the access ladder and see what the rooftop vantage point looks like.
Yeah. All right. So as you climb up the ladder top, you can see that the rooftop is littered with bird shit and cigarettes. Across the way, there's like a Thai restaurant on the second floor. And then you think you could use this rooftop to access other rooftops with fire escapes to get down to the street level safety.
Okay. But, yeah, I'll come down and...
But people have been smoking up there, so...
Yeah.
These look super old.
Okay.
Just relay that
Nothing
information.
Nothing looks fresh.
The birds are smoking again.
The birds goddamn smoking pigeons. I know I've seen them. They're real. The birds aren't real.
No more these cocaine.
I'm going to go in a corner and caress Delilah, which is what he's named his Gospo, which I didn't know if it was supposed to be
it's
a pun.
Gospo?
A crossbow that's a goss gun.
It's a gospel.
Gospo.
Well, it's there's no string.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it just fires the.
It's like a it uses an electric charge to.
So what kind of damage
rebar out here?
What kind of damage would that do? A handheld goss gun.
Well, it is a piece of metal
that
impaling into something.
Okay,
high velocity.
We'll talk mechanics when you actually
okay. Shoot a pigeon.
If you'd like, but you can also see that because of your physics being high enough, the construction of it is kind of
janky.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, really janky. So you don't know if it's
hold it with two hands.
Don't you call Delilah janky, handler. Don't you talk about her like that.
All right.
I created her.
You don't know her the way I do. All
right. Well, I guess we... So, I don't know. Can we skip forward to we've now set up this stuff and we have a working
lab? If you'd
lab?
All like to set up, you most certainly can. I'm just using this as an opportunity for you to tell me what you're going to do and then I can narrate separately.
Petrov's just helping Roy.
If you'd like to split up. Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, Jack Roy's setting up specifically to look at these dinosaur things.
Jack is probably lying down. He's like seated. I take it the MRI machine has like the bed that extends. He's seated on the bed and he's like about to lie down and he's now pouting because he didn't get to do his dead cord. He's like, oh man, don't never let me
Jack,
set up my explosives.
Jack, would you please not get anywhere near that thing? I have no fucking idea what
you
it does.
Don't let me do anything!
He's got like 2 dumbbells. He's just like doing reps on it.
He's doing flies.
So ripped.
Yes.
So
he's got two ammo cans.
I'm just going to work out. He starts working out and while he waits.
All right. So if you're all going to stick together, that's fine.
Dale is on top doing recon, just like watching out for anybody that would approach the building.
And then you see the guy doing recon at the Thai place. Across, and you guys like wave at each other.
And then he draws out the lot. Oh no, we just wave.
Okay, so you basically set up the science equipment. Perhaps part of this is like you do get like some supplies, like water and rations from like a CVS down the street. But yeah, that takes you about an hour or two. It's just past it's just noon right now. So that Thai place that you're looking at, Dale, it's filling up. So you have the equipment set up. What do you do? Water, food.
Roy, what do we need to do with this?
Well, let me roll something so I can best assess how to figure out what these things are before we put it in water.
Okay.
Is there a way to do that before we just plunge them into water?
Yeah, you could definitely roll chemistry.
You could plunge them into your mouth.
Eat this. All right, I'm going to roll something for chemistry. Damn it, I got 84. So I have 40 in chemistry. That's not going to cut it.
84?
Yeah.
For all intents and purposes, this seems like a normal foam, like, growing capsule. Okay?
If this is a stupid red herring, Alex, this is nothing, and we have done.
It's your game,
but this is very dumb. It's like we're all like, what is this? Why is it here?
So well,
the experienced Delta Green agents know not to touch it.
Right, we're just like, listen, maybe we take the dinosaur with us, take one of the capsule.
Yeah, there's really nothing I can do until we
probably shouldn't eat it. That's for sure.
It says choking hazard.
There's nothing
choking
we...
hazard.
It does say choking hazard.
I do not believe it should be used as a suppository either. We should do neither thing.
You are actually, since you're a vet, this is great experience. So like maybe you've had a case where a pet has swallowed one of these things. They've needed to have surgery because this capsule is foam. It would expand and soak up all the stomach acid. Hmm. Yeah, so not pleasant.
I am hesitant to believe that this is as simple as it looks. Next to the weird MRI machine that should not fit through the door, and next to the weird rail gun.
There's some specific trauma Alex has with these things, and he's just put it in here because...
Listen, why don't we, my friends, why don't we go talk to our Sally? See if we can find out about her. Maybe you can do your Google of her, see if there's any Sally who works for the city as an engineer, and then we go see her. We have an address.
I'm on it, Chief. And yeah, Roy will roll something.
No need to roll. There's some what do you call it, surface level information that you'd learn. And this person, Jillian Walsh, it seems like for those with SIGINT, it's just like, you know, Sally is just the code phrase.
Oh yes, that's right.
It can be interchanged. But Jillian Walsh, she works for the city as like a civil engineer for like city planning and stuff. And she was a vet who served some time in Iraq.
Okay. He'll relay this to everyone.
All right. Let us go visit Miss Walsh.
Yeah, she's in South Boston, so that's, let's say, maybe a 20-minute ride, or you can take the train.
I am unfamiliar with mass transit.
Right, so the train, the subway system there is the MBTA, the Mass Bay Transit Authority. You can take the Red Line from Downtown Crossing, which is closer to Chinatown, to Broadway Street. Where the address is near.
Let us go. Dale, perhaps you should leave your recreational drugs here.
I was hoping somebody would reach out to Dale, otherwise he literally would have just stayed on the rooftop.
Dale, we are leaving.
Yeah. No, I'll just do them all right now, and that way they won't be a thing.
Dale, don't do that. Just take one. You're allowed one. Take your favorite.
I will say, Roy, one more thing. As you're unpacking the science equipment, there's some odder stuff. Like, there's a Geiger counter with this equipment. There's, like, a UV flashlight, other strange things that aren't typically part. Instead of just, like, a microscope, and there's, like, an oscilloscope and all other kinds of tools.
Well, is anything radioactive? He'll turn it on in the vicinity.
Okay, yeah. The dinosaur pills are slightly radioactive, not to a dangerous amount, but it is making the dagger counter go off a little.
Definitely don't eat them. All right, is there any weird fingerprints or something all over the place? They'll just do a brief UV. Okay.
No.
The whole place. It looks like one of those 1-hour motel rooms. Like the whole room is just lit up.
Oh no.
Oh, that's an idea. I'm gonna write that down. Not that, but but like,
got him.
Yeah, if you turned on the UV light and there was just like the silhouette of a person, that'd be
oh,
like one creepy of those shadows left on someone, yeah, like from Hiroshima. Like, I'm just like,
yeah, that's cool. That'd be sick.
That's cool.
But I think that's a story for another time. Okay. Let's take the train.
Let's take the train.
While we're on the train,
now arriving at.
While we're
Dale
on the
takes
train.
All of his drugs and weapons.
You're going to take them or take them?
Bring them.
Okay. All right.
While we're on the train, I think we're just sitting, I don't know, standing, hustling, and...
Yeah, there's a lot of students, a lot of people commuting to and from work, going on lunch.
And
it is a pretty... Like, the subway system, it's kind of gritty, it's kind of dirty... It smells. The seats are made of cloth, and they're kind of stained with unknown liquids over the decades.
We shine but, the UV the train... light on the
Are you doing that on the train? You might get a few odd looks, and it might not be as effective because there's actual light shining down.
No, you got to use a scope, brother.
Look, you take out your gun. Put that down.
Okay. You take out the gun in the...
No, I do, but they stop me.
It is okay, but he is a cop.
Okay, so the subway chimes, and it says, now arriving at Broadway. And you get off on this station and make your way up towards the surface, where you head to the address. It looks like an apartment complex where Jill resides.
Roy, what do you think... the letter meant by use code names.
Well, I'm not as seasoned as you fellas, but I'd say that just means use the code names. Oscar.
Oh. I'll say, okay, so I'm not going to call you Roy.
There's a reason we bring Roy along. It is for these things.
He's so smart.
No, he's so fucking
you
smart.
You mean Agent
Oval? I bet you were a fucking nerd in high school. I probably would have bullied you, but I got past that. I used to be a huge piece of shit, but now I'm still one. But I ain't so much one as I was in the past. A little bit of my backstory.
I was broken. Never bullied. So he awkward. Pushes up his glasses.
Nice.
Is there like a buzzer like at the very bottom? Like you have to like buzz into the building? Or you just go straight up?
Yeah, there's a buzzer.
Petrov will walk up and find Jillian. What was her name? Jillian
yeah,
Walsh.
Yeah, you see Walsh. Yeah, he'll hit the buzzer. And she says, who is it? And there's some immediate concern that's going off in your brain, because if those of you above standard human, there's definitely some kind of panic in her voice.
Maybe she answers a bit too quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, you're definitely getting the sense of that.
This is Omar. I am told by a Cho sent us.
Okay. I'll buzz you through. Just hurry up. Get up here.
Okay.
And there's a... as the door opens and you hear the lock disengage. Okay. There's our elevator.
Stairs.
Omar is going elevator.
Why?
It's like... He's
60.
He's like in his 60s.
Omar.
Do you use a cane? No. This is important.
How high is it? How many floors?
I don't think he uses a cane. I think he's just like, and I don't think he's not like cripple or anything. He's just getting older.
He's just lazy.
He's tired of the shit.
You know what? I won't have this. You got to get some exercise in. How many flights of stairs?
It's 3 flights.
Come on. Let's go. Otherwise, I'll carry you if you get tired.
You got to get your steps in.
You big baby.
All right.
So we take the stairs.
Alertness to see if we're being tailed.
Yeah, no, you're not being tailed.
Great.
You're gonna get cons. Here's the thing. This is a corrupt cop. He's very paranoid.
He's always paranoid.
And he's only gonna get worse.
Oh, we'll see what happens. Right, so you make your way up to the third floor, and it's a well-lit hallway. The door is ajar, and you see an older woman's face kind of peering out. She says, hurry up.
Right.
Jack's gonna get ready. I don't know, Jack's probably got his pistol in the holster at this point, or no, that's too open. Is there any way that Jack can have a weapon at the ready nearby in case things go south?
It's stuck in your pants.
Look, Jack, you just gotta do what I do. You take your backpack and you put it on your front like a papoose, and then you put your hand down the backpack, and you got your hand.
Because that's
pistol.
Not sketchy.
God damn it, Dale! You look so weird. You know what? I'll just keep this knife, and he's got a blade in his back pocket.
Like a fanny pack, but it takes up your whole torso.
So Petrov will walk past these two having this conversation, and will enter the apartment. His pistol is probably like in his like the back of his pants. He's wearing like a jacket. Over the top of it. He's like,
Miss Walsh, correct?
Yeah, she lets you in. She's, she is an Irish woman, and she lets you in. The lights, there's a lot of light going on. Home security installed. You're instantly...
Like a bit much?
Notice that. Yeah. Like, kind of paranoid. And she's like, okay. And she closes the door, and then she bolts it. With 4 different bolts.
Whoa, Sally.
Well, you're not followed?
No, we have a very
very good.
Okay. Things are fucked. I reached out to the group as soon as possible, and it looks like they've sent you. And she kind of eyes up and down the tail.
Jack like flexes a little bit while she's watching him.
Yeah. We are a finely tuned machine.
Yeah. Because of your military background, Agent Oscar, you instantly like know that she's ex army. She's got tattoos. But she says, yeah, things are kind of fucked up. We saw some fucking freaky shit, and I don't know if whatever is down there has followed me.
Down where?
Oh, there.
Slow down. Let us
go take
see
a seat. Oh, down.
Okay.
Oh.
And she gets a whiskey glass, and she goes over to the liquor cabinet and pours some whiskey for herself.
Okay, wait.
She sits down.
You said here, followed here. Do I need to be alert? Do we need to keep watch?
I don't fucking know.
Oscar, watch the
door. I thought you're
door.
Professionals. You're here to figure things out, aren't you?
Yeah, Oscar will watch the door.
She's in a heightened state of...
Listen, okay. So, first of all, You said something down there. Where is there?
Okay. So, I was doing a one-on-one walkthrough with the city councilman at large, Simon, because I'm the engineer on this project to survey this old subway station to see if it was going to be able to be repurposed into an artist gallery or like a workshop, some grassroots initiative thing.
You were with Simon Gell?
Yes, I was with the counselor yesterday afternoon. And we were looking through the place because, you know, this would be good for his campaign. And he insisted that we go there into that crawl space. We shouldn't have gone in that crawl space. It was horrible.
What was in the crawl space?
It wasn't in the plans. It wasn't in the plans. There was this crawl space in the corner he noticed it and he removed the panel and he's like, what's in here? And I'm like, we can check it out. And it just, it was fucked up. It wasn't in the plans. We saw bones. But what happened was it was like rotting meat, but backwards on the bones.
Like growing
over
meat.
And over again. Yes. So we got the fuck out of there when we heard a voice, and this voice, it filled my head.
Well, it's entire.
Simon was terrified. I've tried calling him. I think he's still at his house. No one's seen him today.
Is he just as scared as you are?
I don't know.
You said you were afraid something follow you. You think this because you see something, or you were just frightened?
Give me a persuade roll.
Huh.
Alright. So here's the thing about, here's the thing about Petrov's, his, like, discerning nature, that he's got a decent persuade. He's got a 60. So let's see what happens. God damn it, that's a 92.
She narrows her eyes. You're getting signs that she definitely like doesn't trust you enough.
Can Dale,
unless you can reassure her some way.
Can Dale's crazy ass try something?
Sure, what's it gonna be? What are you gonna try to attempt?
Look, Jill. Seems like you've been through a real bad time, and I know just what you need.
I knew this.
He reaches into his bandolier of nips, and he pulls out a Jim Beam nip. He's like, I'm going to give this to you, and it's going to calm you down.
Okay. You think that with some time and more alcohol, you can probably get the information out of her? So I'll give you a... What's your persuade normally?
Hi. Oddly enough, 70.
I'll give you a plus 20 for that.
Ooh.
Whoa. Okay.
Don't so, fuck it up.
You could fuck it up. It'd be fine.
So, Wait. 40 and a zero.
Okay, so that's good.
A 40. That's just a 40. Yeah. Okay. Yep. It's like 400. So what the fuck?
So she's like, okay. I think I just need a drink. Just need to have this and I'll calm down. And like three nips later, right? She's like,
that's a lot. That ain't infinite.
I don't know. You're gonna think I'm crazy, but I think I'm still hearing shit.
You are.
What kind of stuff are you hearing?
There's this voice, and it sounds like it's coming. It's muffled. It's coming through static. But this voice, it says that it can do anything. And that fucking terrifies me. He takes another swig.
Yeah. No, yeah. I hear shit all the time.
Really?
They don't say the same thing as that, but you say they can do anything. Why does that scare you so much?
What if it's like a god?
Well, did you hear it say anything else besides this? What else? Can you discern anything else from?
It wanted us to stay in that small place, in that crawl space.
Have you told anyone else about this?
No, Julian. I just called my contact. There was a number. I met a man maybe 3 decades ago, and he covered up some weird ass shit. And he told me if anything like this happened again, I was to call this number, and they'd send people.
You did the right thing. Now, he turns to these other guys like, we need to determine what the situation is with Mr. Gao. Jillian.
Fuck.
Do you have anyone you can stay with? A place you are safe?
I think I'm safest here, she says.
So, about that, the cameras, are they new since this happened, or you had the cameras before?
No, I've always had these.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, if you want to investigate that fucking hellhole, here, you can have my ID card.
He said it.
No. Oh.
So, yeah, you can, she gives you her ID card, and it should tap you into...
Like this access to like an old forgotten part of the city.
Oh, like something like this.
Yeah, yeah. I saw your background. I was like, it was on purpose.
And Dale sort of sidebars with Roy, and he's like, "Hey, Roy, you still got that Geiger counter on you?"
Well, yeah, I do.
Curious.
Oh, nothing. Yeah. I'm just gonna look around a bit, Julian. It's just protocol, and he'll take it out.
And actually, okay. And while he's doing that, I think that...
The curtains are drawn in this apartment. It's a pretty nice place, to be honest.
Oh, no, I don't have any psychotherapy. I thought I did.
You take out your Geiger counter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's starting to tick just slightly.
Can I discern, is there a specific spot where it's going up more if I try to follow it?
I'll take that with a search roll.
Mm. Okay.
Don't like it. Don't like it at all.
40 and my search is 60.
Nice.
Okay. So, right, you hold it shoulder level and it starts to tick. And it's like slight radiation. No amount that's going to like straight up kill someone.
But odd.
It's like a safe it's a safe level. It's very odd. And then as you move it downwards, it starts to pick up a little more. Just a little more. Still a safe level. Down. Stomach. Hips. Chin. Ankle. Boot. And it's just going off on, like...
On Jillian's boots.
On her right boot.
Did you happen to wear these shoes when you were going through that crawl space?
Yeah, I did.
Maybe you take those off.
Yeah, I'm not a scientist, but those are bad shoes now.
Yeah, so, like, what is this? Well, I guess this is...
It's not a crazy amount of radiation, but there is radiation.
Is there, like, a...
And she takes her boot off.
Is there a residue, Roy, or something?
It looks like there is something there. It looks like there's a rock that is stuck to the... in the track of the boot. There's a small pebble. And it glimmers a blue-green.
Can I do an environment roll to see if I'm familiar with this type of rock?
Yeah, you most certainly can.
Man, who'd have thought that the EVA guy, right?
So useful. I got all these guns right now, just waiting to go off.
Should I shoot the rock?
It's 62 under 80.
62? Good enough. Jeez. This is of no known stone that you have ever seen in your life.
Well, he's intrigued by this. And he'll just like...
You probably have to get back to like a lab or some sort.
But he'll
only
take
we had a lab.
He'll take it out of the boot and pocket it.
Right.
No. Okay. Maybe, I saw one of them and...
Maybe in your pocket right next to your thigh. Not the best place for the radioactive rock.
Don't you have some containment stuff? You literally brought a hazmat suit, but you're putting that like a piece of gum in your pocket.
Well, I'm familiar with this kind of
stuff. What is
stuff.
Wrong with you, fool?
Fine, you take it, Jack. Shit.
No, I don't want it. And he, like, if they throw it around, throws it back.
He'll have, I'm sure he has some kind of secure thing to put it in.
Yeah, let's say you do.
Okay.
You're a professional. So you take that out of her boot threads. treads, whatever you call it. And she says, yeah, I haven't heard from Simon. I do know his address, though. And she gives that to you. He lives on Beacon Hill. It's a nice neighborhood.
Okay. Listen, Jillian, it's very important that you stay here and that you do not let anyone come in besides us.
Okay.
Is
there any way I can contact you or anything?
Would it be appropriate for us to have a burner accessible to us?
You all have burners, okay. Yeah.
I will give you my number. You will call, but if something happens, you will call me immediately. Even if I do not pick up call, we will okay. come back. You understand?
Okay, fine.
If you cannot get a hold of me, you still have the number of the group that you contacted initially.
Yes.
You call them.
Okay.
Ma'am, now, you're a professional. You have been in the service. You have a weapon, right?
Yeah, she has one on her.
Okay.
In her holster.
Refresh my memory. Her first contact with the organization was what? Somebody said
30 years ago.
Yeah. What did she say about that?
What do you mean? She means that's when she first was introduced to the group, and they told her to call the number in case weird shit like what she saw happens again.
She didn't specify what happened.
Jill.
And neither does she want to.
Okay.
Is Dale gonna try it worth, anyway?
Do y'all think it's try. Worth?
Why not?
Go over.
Jill, one more question. Here, have a nip. Have three more nips. I'm running low on
We're
nips.
We're gonna
so I can
kill
give you
this
three.
Woman.
she says, "I don't think I should drink anymore."
Yeah, you're probably right. It's good to know your limits.
She looks you right in the eyes.
Oh,
it's like it's a haunted look.
Oof.
Like she uses alcohol to deal with her problems.
Yeah.
Like,
so we've all had an inauguration into this unfortunate business 30 years ago. What happened to you?
I don't want to talk about it. And she instantly just like clams up her body clams language. Up.
But is it anything related to what we are doing now? Is my question.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
All right.
Listen, if anything happens, someone comes, you are hurt. You call, we will come. Protect yourself, you know what they do.
Okay.
And do you have some music that you can play so you don't have to listen to the voices?
Yeah, I've got a Rolling Stones album.
Just listen to Mr.
which,
Jagger.
Which one? It's important, which one?
she names off one. I'm not going to get into that.
All right. We need to go check on Simon. Simeon, whatever the hell his name is.
Definitely.
Make sure nothing happens to him, she says.
We will try.
We just want to walk around with this irradiated rock. Or we want to get
that. You
can
split up. You're welcome to split up.
In a lab. Yo, we can split the party for sure. That always works out.
I'm going to the hellhole.
You can go to the hellhole.
Listen,
you can all go.
Well,
to
I if I say we
straight
why don't
to
we
the
go
source.
Ahead and we're not sure exactly what went on down there, so maybe we should head over to Simon first, make sure everything's okay with him.
Do you have a phone number for Simon?
He's not answering.
Oh.
But yeah, you're welcome to have it.
I think we
and
need.
And she says, "Here's his home and his cell."
Okay, we can call both. Gentlemen, I think our primary concern at the moment is to find out if Simon is alive or well. Hopefully, both.
Then we
can deal with the rock.
Yep.
Yeah. Totally
right.
Agree.
I would like those of you with human to roll.
Let's see.
I got a failure. I rolled a 64
over
40.
I got a 40. Failure as well.
Make sure to check off your failures because you can improve those for next session.
Yeah.
That's a failure. Did we all fail?
Yeah.
Yep.
Excellent news.
All right, so she kind of ushers you out.
And Dale leaves her a line of cocaine to offset all the alcohol that he's giving her. This is going to do you good, Jill.
The fuck is this?
Never mind our man. He just, like, sweeps into the floor.
All right.
Lock the doors.
Yeah, you can hear, like...
all the laughter. On the ride there, Roy will... He's not normally one to use the fisticuffs, but if anyone has an extra weapon, I would much appreciate it. Just a knife or anything.
Takes out a combat knife and just plops it in his hand. It's hefty. It's
like, with on that, the street.
Yeah. Take this.
Roy will take the combat knife.
All right, awesome. You have a combat knife.
You know how to use that thing, Roy?
Oh, yeah.
Like he staffs. Guts Dale.
He's dead.
He's fucking dead.
Oh, yeah.
But I think Roy would just be, like, trying to be very practical and, like, talk about, you know, he knows, like, radiation can make people delusional sometimes if she got exposed to something. It's an old city. Who knows what's leaked down there, you know?
We gotta be worried about it being exposed to this shit.
Well, not.
You also have a city councilor who is not read into unnatural shit.
Yes.
Just out there. Well, so good luck with
that.
We
have a containment issue.
I would say we should just say we're looking into it, and there's nothing to worry about if he seems too fussy, like Julian
someone,
there.
We have someone from the EPA right here. You know, maybe they walk into a mold and it affects his mind, and he did not see what he thought he see.
Righto. Yeah.
We need to go on this man. We might have a leak.
Yeah, I'd say we head right there.
Okay, so you make your way to Beacon Hill. It's a richer neighborhood, and it's a nice, like, townhouse. No, actually, it's not a townhouse. It's a nice single house. The curtains are drawn. The doors, the front door, it's a nice bright red, and there's stone stairs up. Metal railings. Two stories.
Wait.
What are you all doing?
Can we just walk up to the door? Is it?
You most certainly can.
All right. We have, and I would say that this whole time we've been going here, we have at least called both phones twice. I assume we got
no
response.
Oh, yeah, you're getting nothing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Get up to the door. Like, kind of like before we go through, like kind of peeking through the window, like there by the door, if there's anything obvious, you know.
Yeah,
maybe a pool of blood leaking
alertness
out from under the front door, something like that.
Yeah, I'll take your alertness.
Got here.
So close. So close.
Failure. 45/40.
Okay.
Don't see anything.
Can I? I think Jack will probably be like, guys, hold up. Does the signal. So I'm going to go first. And he's going to try and...
At this point, there's a lot of pedestrians about because it's noon.
Okay.
It's a nice day.
Hold up.
It's a Saturday, yeah.
And then he's going to probably try and sneak up on this place and scout ahead stealthily.
You're going to crouch down low and slow.
We'll just try
close
and...
to the ground in the middle of daylight.
Actually, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what he would do.
Like around? Okay. Are you trying to get around the back or something? Or are you just trying to?
No, that's that was my question as well.
Yeah,
yeah. Are you trying? Are you going up to the front door or the back?
No, probably the back. He wants to maybe stealthily. So like, hold up here at the front. I'm gonna go check out if there's a back. Stealthily.
That's a total tactical move. That's smart.
Go.
Okay.
Today.
Yeah. Give me a stealth roll.
No, leave him here.
Sure, you want us together?
Petra, you all right, hang out.
Say no more.
That's a success.
Yeah, Dale will go with Jack.
Me and Omar will success. Take the head and say we're part of the EPA looking into this situation in the older part of the subway.
Yeah, Roy, I don't care. I'm going to the back.
Nice.
So, Oscar, O'Leary, you sneak around the back just fine. You, Omar, and Opal, you head up the front stairs.
Jack is so...
You ascend the front steps, and when you get to that front door, you're hearing the sounds of... what appears to be cartoons, the TV on.
All Roy can think about is how cool Jack is. Lets out a big deep sigh.
Roy, or Opal, you take the lead here. You know the talk. And Petrov will, Omar will knock on the door. Three hard federal knocks.
Okay. American. You hear a young kid say, "Who is it?"
Oh, it's Agent Opal here from the EPA, and I'm here to talk to your father.
Dad says I shouldn't open the door for strangers.
Is your father home?
Yeah, but he's taking a shower right now.
Please go get your father. We need to speak to Simon.
Okay. And you hear, like, small footsteps run up the stairs. And meanwhile, let's go to Jack. Let's sit on that tension.
See.
Oscar and Leary, you sneak around the back.
Here's
the
thing.
It's a nice porch in the back, barbecue grill.
I got this new toy, Jack. It lets you see behind walls. You can see people behind walls, and he passes over.
That's not how it works. It would probably peek through. It would be like, Jack, that's really cute.
Yeah, you know what this is, Oscar, right, with your military background.
That's really cute.
No, what he's talking about.
But this dude that sold you this thing, he was lying to you. If you think you can look through doors and walls, it shows up heat signatures. So you're going to look through that glass, and you're just going to see nothing.
He told me you can see a woman naked.
Incorrect.
Well, shit.
All right, but, okay, can I roll an alertness or see if there's anything, access, any way, anything that's been disturbed, anything out of the ordinary out the back here?
No need to roll alertness. Okay. Everything seems as is. There's not been a fight or anything knocked over. It looks like an ordinary back porch. There's some lawn chairs. You had to hop a fence to get in here. And you've evaded any nosy neighbors, which a neighborhood like this would definitely have nosy neighbors. But there is a back door, obviously locked. And there's the sound of cartoons playing on the other side.
Can we, in Delta Green, what would you roll to do sort of like a lockpick check if this were D&D?
Oh, don't tell me what you'd like to roll. Just tell me what you like to do, and then I'll tell you what to roll.
Dale would like to get the door open just in case we need to come in the back.
All right, roll criminology.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Great news.
You're asking the right guy.
I know, you're a corrupt cop, of course.
You're not going to believe this.
What's up?
Got an 80 for criminology, 89.
Oh.
89? Okay. So in that case, yeah, okay. You're like, I know exactly what to do, and then it snaps inside of the lock.
God damn it, Dale. Get your badge ready.
I need to do a line or a shot or a line and a shot.
You can do a line. This is a free... You have free will. You can do a line right now.
Dale.
I need a snifter.
Dale, I'm sure you have a limit on how many drugs you have, and this is ludicrous, so... I'm going to say, just get your badge out and let's stay focused here, okay?
It's like Hunter S. Thompson over here.
It's just all the time.
So are you doing a line, Dale?
I think Dale says that and then Jack says that and maybe like shakes Dale's shoulders.
Okay.
And Dale's like, okay, yeah. Just get the fucking badge
Get
out.
Your badge. That's what we can do to be useful.
And as you hype yourself up, we're going to swap back to the front of the house where you hear those footsteps come down from the stairs. And that boy's voice, it says, Dad's not answering. He hasn't been answering.
Oh, no.
How long has your father been in the shower?
Well, I watched a lot of cartoons, and then he names off, like, 5 or 6 different shows, which have an airing of 30 minutes each.
We think your father might be unwell. We need to see him. We need you to open the door.
Give me a persuade.
Right.
You get a +10 because you have a convincing argument.
And a nice foreign voice.
23 under 60, but would be 80, so yeah.
Oh, wonderful. So in that case, you're like, okay, you're the
good
guys,
I am a doctor. We are worried for your father.
Oh, okay. And you hear the door deadbolt unlock, and then like a young kid about your like chest height here looks up at you, and he says, he points up towards the stairs.
Petrov, like in this moment, he's like shit, like this thing's, but he's like, he sees this kid here. He's like, Roy, stay with the kid, and he yells to the back door, come inside. And he goes up because he's like, there's a medical emergency.
Is a little stressful. It is so stressful. I think we're gonna call for our first sand roll against helplessness. Okay. There's a young kid here. Mm-hmm. It's kind of fucked up, so why don't you roll a 0/1 sanity roll against helplessness. And when I say 0/1, yeah, I mean 0 on a success, 1 on a failure.
Right. And we're just...
Both of you. Yep.
I got a 15.
Okay. So 0.
Yep.
You are focused. You are heading up the stairs. That shower is just running. There's a bit of steam.
Like, it's been on for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Actually, there's no more steam at this point. All the hot water would be used.
Okay.
No
steam.
I got a 58 under 70.
Okay, 0.
Yeah, sandals. So...
Great. But Roy will try to take the kid to the cartoons again and kind of see the situations in there and keep them...
Right, and this is when you're seeing the rest of the house. It's quite a modest house on the inside. You know, a building in this neighborhood costs upwards of, you know, a couple million. I would say that you pass by a lot of photographs of the counselor. You did do some... research on his campaign and his internet presence before, but you're seeing him with his son. There's just a lot of frame photos with his son holding.
Oh,
his
we
son,
had seen
smiling.
The kid before too.
Yeah. And there is no sign of like a mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just him and his son.
Yeah.
And then you sit him down on his blanket with his blanket, which he's laid out in like a bowl of chips. And he continues.
It looks like a kid has prepared himself breakfast of his choice.
Yes. For a long night of cartoons.
Yeah.
So what are you doing, Roy, in this moment? The kid asks, like, is my dad gonna be okay?
Well, I'm sure he's just fine. We got my friend's a really good doctor. He kind of like, maybe like, does he see any photo that looks peculiar to him? Around?
What do you mean by that?
Something that's not a family photo?
No.
Okay.
I would say, like, it might be some awards that Simon has, like, posted up for, like, his work in volunteering or with the community.
Roy's not really trying to invest, like, investigate the kid, like, but he's trying to distract him and also kind of learn something. He's like, tell me a little bit about this photo here, kiddo.
Oh, okay. And then he points to the exact photo that you saw online. Like, this is one time my dad visited us at school, and it was good. All my friends liked him. And that's when Jack, Agent Oscar, and Agent O'Leary just come in. Do you have your guns drawn?
Yeah.
Once you get in the house?
Probably.
No, we heard Petrov. Okay. We heard Petrov saying, like, come in.
He says, so in like, now, right?
Yeah. Upstairs.
Yeah.
So, Roy, you turn around and you see Agent Oscar and Agent O'Leary come in with their guns drawn. Super intimidating. There's fear in this kid's eyes.
Well, I was trying to, like, take the kid in another room. Like, I'm not sure how the house is. That's what I was going for, is, like, get him in front of the cartoons so he's away from everything.
We burst in anyway?
I think if he bursts in, then the attention's going to be...
They burst in, and one of them puts their foot through the TV.
Hey, cartoons. No, I think Jack will be like, oh,
what are you doing?
Oh, no. And he'll, like, put it down. Like, hey, little buddy, this is awkward. God damn it, Dale, put that away. Stop scratching yourself. So
you hear from upstairs. Like, language.
My buddies, this is the police, man. We're good.
SpongeBob.
We're the good guys.
I fucking love SpongeBob.
It is SpongeBob. Language. And it's the older episodes too, not the new shit. Oh, that's God. Like garbage.
Bikini Bottom.
What's your name, little buddy? And
oh,
Jack's
do you like SpongeBob?
And... Yeah.
And he says that.
I love SpongeBob.
All right, Oscar and O'Reilly. The stairs.
Okay. We will see you later.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
Petrov, you're up there, right? You just hear the shower door run. The shower running. There's a wooden door. It's locked. You try the handle. Jiggles. Nothing. And that water is... It's just
going.
Keeps going.
He's going to... Like, thump, 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 like, on the door, like,
no response.
Mr. Gao! And...
There is no response.
He is going to... He's not a big guy, but he's gonna try to, like... You know, this is an interior door in a house. Surely it doesn't have a big, badass lock on it. He's gonna try to just kind of, like, force it, like, just, like, shake it.
I'll take your choice of either a strength times 5 or an athletics check.
That's going to be strength. That's what that's going to be.
Let's see that old man's strength.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a 10. You know, he's not weak.
Okay, average, 50-50.
Yeah, he's just average.
Don't fumble.
It's a 75. He can't. No, he's not. He's struggling.
Okay. So as you're running up the stairs, Oscar and O'Leary, you see Omar throw himself against that door and... Yeah, he's not.
Oh, he like,
but he's desperately trying.
He like holds his shoulder. He's like, get in there.
I've got this.
Wait, I imagine Jack and Dale look at each other
at like the same time,
and Mighty Ducks 2, the Basher Brothers. When they're about.
What's up with the Mighty Ducks?
You're both
that's
do a
second time.
You...
Yeah, he's gonna do that. He's gonna look at it and be like, "All right, on three. One, two, three,
two, three."
All right, so one person roll strength times 5 or athletics with a plus 20.
I'll take the strength, and that's a critical success.
Someone take lead on this.
Okay.
Critical?
Critical success, yep.
All right, so you both, like, dual shoulder mash this door down.
And it's really rad.
The door flings open.
It's so cool.
The curtain is covering the tub. The shower is running. You don't see a silhouette standing behind that curtain.
Jack will pull it open. He's right there, so he'll pull it open. Like, dude, are you okay?
And you see a naked and shivering body. So he's alive. It almost seems like he's in a state where he's not responsive. Those with medical knowledge can definitely roll a skill like first aid or medicine in order to find out a little more.
Petrov, get in here.
Omar, like, he, like, pushes, like, he goes between the two and pushes them away, and it's just, like, he's, like, in the tub. He's on top of him, basically. Yeah. Just, like, he's, like, getting, like, he probably hits the water turn off. He's on top of him, and he's, like, checking his pulses and everything, and I will roll that medicine skill.
All right, go for it.
That's a 77, a fumble.
Jeez.
A fumble. Oh, brother.
Lord.
So... Let's say, just because I'm not going to have a commentary on your medical skill, I'm just going to say because it's a fumble.
Because it's not a vet. It's not an animal.
It's not an animal. It's been a while.
You are kind of panicking, and as you're pushing aside Oscar and O'Reilly, you stumble a bit, right? And I would say you just like
trip. I give this guy the people's elbow, like just like wah-blah.
I would say you smash yourself against the tile wall as you trip, and that's gonna be just one damage.
Okay. All right. Yeah, his head just smashes, and he's like,
and you look dumb doing
and
that.
And I look like an idiot. So
that's the worst part.
Jack actively laughs at him as well, which hurts a little more.
He holds his like bleeding nose. Oh, don't tell boy. But I'm not able to. But all I can tell is that
you have a bloody nose. Yeah.
But that's all.
Yeah, he's conscious.
Oh, he is
conscious.
But
he's kind of just staring off onto the side of the tub.
Yeah, he's just kind of holding his nose and just kind of like patting his face like, Simon Gao.
Yeah, there's no response, but like he's shivering and he's mumbling something to himself.
Jackal.
Yep. Can I hone in on what
pale
he's...
skin's wrinkly. From all that water he's been taking in.
Can I just take... So just like observing him and his skin and what he's mumbling. Can I roll an occult, possibly? To see if there's anything going on? No. Okay. No. Fair enough.
Because there's nothing really going on.
Ouija board.
That Lua Liao.
Because like we wouldn't be able to contextualize the occult role. Mm. So
that is definitely a player asking to do something because they have a high role in that.
Fine, but you can ask.
Yeah, you can ask. You can say no. Yeah.
And I take your no fairly.
Okay, Jack is gonna watch all of this and be like, guys, get out the way, and he's gonna try and lift him out the shower.
Okay. Yeah, so it's fairly easy enough to do. You're a big, strong green beret.
And Petrov is
and
holding
his bedroom's like connected to this. Bed. Yeah. It's one of those bathrooms.
And Omar's like bedroom. Put him in bed. And he's like holding his nose.
All right. So yeah, you just place him in the bed. He's shivering still, and you're gonna like do a proper checkup now. I'm guessing, Omar.
Yeah, just like top to bottom.
Yeah. While you do that, let's go back downstairs to Agent Opal.
As this child turns into a fucking monster.
Roy, go ahead.
Who are you? I'm Alan.
Oh, Alan. Nice to meet you. I'm Agent Opal, and you know, we're just here helping your... I was wondering, did your dad say anything when he came in last night or before he went to the shower?
No, he just went straight up to his room and then the shower turned on.
Who was watching you before all this? I mean, do you have a babysitter or something?
Yeah, I had a babysitter. She left earlier. Yesterday.
He's been here all night.
Wow.
Did you notice anything? Was your dad in the same work clothes, or did he say he came from anywhere different?
Yeah, I mean, Daddy was scared.
Hmm.
And he wouldn't answer me when I knocked on the door.
I see. Here, maybe we should go get some more food for you. And Opal will also take that opportunity to, like, kind of look around the kitchen.
Yeah, all right. He'll open his fridge. It's well-stocked. He takes nutrition and a balanced diet pretty seriously, it seems. You can tell a lot from someone's fridge. Like, stuff is organized. There's no beer or any sort of alcohol in here. Doesn't seem like this guy drinks. There's a lot of homework with hundreds that are posted on the fridge.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like a kid who's not had a lot of trauma, and I'm glad that that's coming to an end. You know?
That's right. So yeah, that's what you see. You see just the remnants or like the hints, the residue of a pretty healthy family life, despite being what appears to him being a single father.
Gotcha. I got nothing, honestly. I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, and that's fine. We'll pull away as you start to... We'll go to the bedroom where you're basically examining him, Simon. And it seems he's definitely, like, catatonic. And it would be best to warm him up and just clothe him and dry him off and get a towel. And... I'm going to say, like, you do that because you're a medical professional.
Yeah, like pulls the blankets over him, and, I mean, Petrov would probably have, you know, gloves and some type of basic kit.
Yeah.
And he knows that we already found one radioactive fucking thing, and he's like, we need that Geiger counter. Find his clothes. We need to put them in a bag. Take them with us.
Yeah. So as you do that, right, who are you sending to do that? Oscar or O'Leary? Who do you trust more?
Oh, an impossible just like answer.
Straight up just checks his temples.
He looks up and he like says like something in Russian under his breath. And he's like, O'Leary, go get the fucking clothes and put them in the bag.
That's right, because I can see the radiation with my scope.
That's not what it does.
That's right, you son of a
bitch. Dale.
As he snaps like, on the gloves.
Creeps down the stairs, looking through his... with the clothes. Right.
And as you complete your examination, you can see the with that far offness kind of go away, and it starts to focus, and it looks directly. The man looks directly at you, and he says, "Who are you?" And I think that is where we're gonna end it.
Oh,
nice.
Okay. Very cool.
All right. So thank you for tuning in to our first, second, third. our playing of Hellhole.
Hellhole, and this is an Alex Sun original.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
I was gonna say the name first, but Alex beat me to it.
you can't be a he's good like, self name drop.
He's like an artist that drops his own name, like Kid Rock. You know,
right.
Yeah. That Kid Rock's first break song. He's like, my name is Kid.
Yeah, a real artist, a real professional.
Ball with the ball, the bang, the bang, diggy, diggy.
Yeah,
that should be our outro music.
Alex, this is so much fun, dude.
Great job.
Yeah,
Alex.
It was great.
I am
seriously, genuinely impressed you got us to that many different places.
So many rooms.
In 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
You're 100%.
So many rooms.
You're a legend, man.
Thank you. So yeah, a little outro here. You can find my stuff at RPG Reanimators. We got a podcast on Spotify and wherever else your podcasts live. We got a YouTube channel, so come check it out. Join our Discord.
Yeah, and the RPG Reanimators, like a lot of their stuff, a lot of their stuff is like kind of like taking apart like operations that they've played and that they've run, and anything, man, anything. And you want a fresh look at, like, go check them out. Those guys, they have a really, really good, they've all got really great head on their shoulders. Like, Lex, Holly, Nathan, like the whole crew, like they're solid. But yeah, Alex, thank you so much.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Yeah,
can't wait for next time.
Yeah, we'll try to get it sooner rather than later. We'll see what we can do scheduling wise.
Mm-hmm. Next week.
what a fucking crew.
Did we make it as far as you thought we would make it, or like?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Everything's going to plan.
Oh, excellent!
Oh, wow, that confidence.
I like his coy smile at the end too. But yeah,
he can't kill us if we never go to the hellhole.
Yeah, right.
You'll have to go to the hellhole.
We're taking a vacation. We're going to Costa Rica.
All right, well, guys. Thank you guys. Again, Alex, spectacular job.
Yeah, appreciate it, Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No problem.
All right. And listen, and if you're listening to us over there, RPG Animators, like all stuff, we're Greenbox Gaming. We're Joe, Dace, Brad, and Jean, in no particular order. but we are we're just
always this obnoxious.
We're always obnoxious. We're just f***ing up a 2.5 year playthrough of Impossible Landscapes, which I think we ran a bit long on that, but we've played a bunch of Delta Green stuff. We've got a little side Christmas campaign. We run little side one shot for D&D as well. But yeah, I think this is a great opportunity for us to collab with these guys. And man,
so good.
That was fun.
Great.
All right.
Well, thanks so much. Catch you next time.
Catch you guys next time. Again. Thank you guys so much for joining us, and be sure to check out the RPG Reanimators on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, as always, stay safe and stay sane. Bye.